week if my VPN was on, and Skype doesn't work when the VPN's on.
Sweet.
Cool. Ready to podcast?
Sure.
All right, we're jumping right into it. Hey, Trons. It's Narf. I'm here with Moose. What's up, Moose?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm actually taking my daughter Cora to her first Phillies game tonight, so we're excited about that.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're going with some like friends of ours and friends of hers, and we'll make it maybe halfway through the game, but we'll see.
Yeah. What time does the game start?
6:40, and my goal is to make it till 8. So I think we can do that.
Yeah.
They have like a whole like kids section there, where like, I don't know, it's like a mini baseball field, like in the outfield or like in outfield fans, where you can like run the bases and like there's like a climbing wall. So like there's like shit to do, hopefully, even if she doesn't care about baseball.
How old is Cora now?
She is 6.
Nice. And how old's your other child, whose name I don't remember?
We named him Moose.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah. Dylan is he'll be 2 in like a month. He's almost 2.
Almost 2. Cool. Yep. So is he going to the Phillies game?
No, that would be a disaster.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to do with kids, you know? Yeah, I feel like I've seen babies at stuff.
I mean, well, he's not a baby, though. He's like a destructive toddler who just runs around and like breaks shit all the time. So,
oh, sure.
Confining him to like a seat would not go well for long periods of time.
Do you think he's a better toddler and less destructive than other Tron toddlers?
Moose, are you just going straight into Tron ranks?
No, I just want to get your take on the Tron kids.
Great question. I don't think I've met another Tron kid.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who it would have been. I guess like I met Yoni's Tron kids, but they don't count.
Yeah, they're old. They're practically adults now. So
well, I mean, you listened to the podcast last week, right?
I always listen to this podcast, and if like I'm not listening to anything or like in a meeting when I see that it posts, I listen to it right away.
Yeah, you listened to it right away because you could tell that I cut it off 5 minutes early.
Like
basically instantly. So that was a good catch. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Apparently, you have to download the whole audio file and wait until it's done downloading. Who knew?
You only download part of the audio file, it only uploads part of the audio file?
Correct. But the problem is the way Skype does it, it like doesn't tell you. It doesn't have like a progress bar, so you think it's done downloading, but it's not. I guess that's like what I did the first time. That was a mistake I made.
Got it.
My like editor and producing team is not on their shit right now. But anyway, I tried to get Noah to like say which kids were the best or worst from their like Tron Cat family reunion, and he wouldn't do it. All he said was his kid was the worst, which is like the cop out. You got to attack other people's kids.
Yeah, it's a parenting is a competition, not between only of parents by proxy. Like the child is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
And you are the better person if your child is better.
Exactly. Here's my only take without having met any of these kids on who's the most destructive. I don't know. I also don't really know how old anyone's kids are. But I know that Lionel has twins, and I find twins are always super destructive because they like don't get enough parenting attention because there's two of them and they need to like act out. Like my niece and nephew are twins. So they do that all the time. So I'm going to say Lionel's kids are the most destructive, and he can come on and argue if I'm wrong.
I just met my friends this summer, and they were both not destructive, and they were very cute, but they were also there.
But how old are they?
They're babies. They're not like toddlers yet. So it's hard for them to be destructive. They don't have much mobility independence. So
yeah, you reach like peak destruct at like, I don't know, like 1.5 to 2.5, maybe. And then, so like before that, you're just like a kind of cute baby thing that doesn't do anything. Anyway, so Moose, remind me, like, so you live in a state, is that right?
Somewhere? Yeah, I live in another Midwestern I state. that I never imagined I'd live in. So
which one?
Indiana.
Okay. And you used to live in Iowa.
I used to live. Yeah. I lived in Iowa from 2013 to 18 and then 22 to 24.
Okay. So you went to Iowa for your PhD. I remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's when you were living in Philly, right? Before you moved to Iowa.
Yeah. I was living in Philly, till 2013. Then I moved to Iowa for school.
Okay. So that's when we used to hang out and play padel in Philly. And then you left to go to Iowa.
I know.
But then you went to Boston before the pandemic and we used to hang out again.
Yeah. 2018 to 2022. I was back in Boston.
Then you moved back to Iowa.
Yep.
And now you live in Indiana.
Yep.
But I still work.
I work at Grinnell College. I work fully remotely from Indiana, though I go back sometimes. So I'll be back not next week, but the week after I'll be in Iowa for a week.
Is that like, do you have to fly or do you drive? Like, how does life work in the Midwest?
I typically drive. We're going down to one car, so I'll fly in the future. But
how far is that if you drive?
To Iowa City, it's about 6 hours. To Grinnell, it's 7 hours total. So it's a lot of time.
So you're not like you're not a professor, right? You do like just like academic research or like administrative research or something, right?
Yeah, administrative research. I am an office of one in the office of strategic research, of which
it's strategic.
Yeah, it's very strategic. I do like a lot of data and quantitative data analysis. So I work with people who have data on campus but don't have like the skills to clean and process and visualize or analyze data. So I build tools for them. Then I do like sort of market type research for the college, I guess. And then I also do like I do a lot of project management, especially around our strategic plan. And then I do like original research on the campus. So like studying our students, faculty and staff to try to, you know, make improvements in their lives, their work lives.
So is all your research focused on like higher ed or you do research on like all levels of education?
I higher ed. And that's like what my graduate school was for. Higher education policy, although now I work at a private institution. So like higher education policy does affect us, but not in the same ways that it does affect like public institutions.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Private institutions do whatever they want. The policy doesn't matter. Is that the point?
We can do more of whatever we want. Like all of the states that are putting in like diversity, equity, and inclusion bans.
Nice.
Like,
you don't have to follow those?
We don't have to follow those.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's thick.
Interesting. So if I remember last week in the podcast, like Noah was pretty clear that gender is like the leading indicator on predicted car accidents. Like, is that the same for like quality of professor or like how do you think about that?
Didn't he say gender was not one of the variables in his data set?
He texted me on the side that it actually was. He just didn't want to say
it. Oh, sure. Yeah. No, fair enough. Wait, sorry, what was your question?
Does that hold true for higher ed? That like men are better professors than women? Or how does that work?
I don't actually know. I would guess that it is pretty randomly distributed. Although, like, I think just because of the nature of academia, it's probably the case that women have to work a lot harder to be, you know, they're like teaching evaluations on average have penalties against women because, you know, students are more likely to see men who are dismissive and aloof as like smart and geniuses. And then they rate women lower because women who are, you know, aloof and I don't know, not even, you know, women who are like that are seen as, well, there are different words to describe how people characterize women. But I would say that on average, probably women have to work a lot harder to be seen as good professors. And so that they probably like hone their teaching skills quite a bit more than a lot of men who are faculty. But we're mostly a teacher, like we mostly, I mean, our faculty also do great research, but you know, we're a small liberal arts college, so it's mostly teaching.
Yeah, that makes sense. So can you get like tenured in what you do or not because you're not a professor?
No, I don't get tenure. But my...
Isn't tenure a good deal?
It is a good deal. Yeah. I mean, if somebody wanted to give me tenure, I would accept. Yeah, I would take it. My partner just got tenure, though. So she's locked in. She's good.
Okay. So wait, is this the girl that used to go to GFS, or is this someone else?
Someone else.
Okay, but you did date someone that went to GFS, right?
Yeah, just for that was in Boston for a little while. Yeah.
Oh man.
But she didn't know you, and you didn't know her. Shockingly.
Yeah, but there was still like the Quaker private school connection. That's unbreakable. Yeah,
she didn't know you or any of your friends.
Well, but she was like a million years younger, right?
I think she was like 2 years. I think
she was just like a loser. She was with no friends.
Well, I mean, I think the question is who was the loser? You know, maybe you guys were like not the cool crew, so nobody knew who you were.
We founded the ultimate team at GFS. Like we were heroes.
Is that cool?
Yeah. And during like lunch and recess and shit, we used to like play ultimate. So like in front of like the main building, there's this like lawn, but like very small and like not like nowhere near big enough to play a real game. And everyone has to like walk through it to get into the building. And during like lunch and recess, we would always just like play ultimate like with our friends, and just like people would be like walking through and we like hit them with frisbees all the time, and like everyone fucking hated us, like including like teachers.
I mean, I think that's like pretty common. I think a lot of people at Brandeis hated us because, you know, people would like throw discs down the path while it was crowded and people were walking to class, and it was not.
But that's just helping them like learn how to catch a disc. Like,
yeah.
We're trying to develop skills. We're trying to develop an infrastructure in the university to have a good talent pipeline.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it was more the passersby who like didn't love it, but they should have been enthusiastic because it was in support of the Frisbee team. Like they should have. Yeah.
So what is your new non-GFS partner study? Like what's her field?
She's a biologist, a microbiologist. So she studies bacteria. Specifically.
Trying to make better bacteria?
No, she's trying to stop bacteria from doing things that make them worse. So she studies how like bacteria communicate and organize, essentially. She specifically studies how these two bacteria like fight because it causes in people with cystic fibrosis, when those two bacteria fight, it like makes people get chronic lung infections because their immune system is weaker. And when these two bacteria are present and fight each other, it creates like a byproduct that is really bad for people. So she like works on the mechanisms where bacteria sense each other and communicate with each other and then like organize to fight each other.
I'm not sure this is going to be that relevant for my life though. Like, do you think it's going to help me out?
I don't know if she figures out how to, if she figures out how to stop bacteria from being effective at attacking things, that would be really good, I think, for for everyone.
Okay. You know? And is she gonna figure that out for us?
Oh yeah, she's pretty much there. It's, you know, I'd call it a matter of months.
Is she with you right now? Does she want to come on the podcast?
No, she is at her office.
So she has a real place to go.
Yeah, she might come out. She wouldn't. I don't think she'd want to come on the podcast at any point.
Okay, so it's not a location issue. It's just a podcast issue.
Well, yeah, I would say
for research, or does she want to take this public if she's about to cure bacteria?
Oh, yeah, she might want to. She might talk about her research. But yeah, she could announce it. Like, we could break the exclusive on this podcast.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that would be, that would get us more listeners.
Interesting. So what school is she at? University of Indiana in like Bloomington?
Yeah. Indiana University in Bloomington. Yeah.
Which, is that different than University of Indiana, or does that not exist?
University of Indiana does not exist. There's Yeah. She's at Indiana University in Bloomington. We live in Bloomington, which is great. Yeah. Bloomington's really nice. Indiana could take it or leave it, but
So what's your preferred state, like Iowa or Indiana?
I think Indiana so far, because I like Bloomington more than I like Iowa City. And in southern Indiana, where Bloomington is, it's like there's a national forest. There are lots of good forests, lots of good hiking. I mean, there aren't mountains, but there are at least hills, and there's much better outdoor stuff than there is in Iowa. And we're like 4 hours away from Red River Gorge in Kentucky, which is really good climbing and backpacking. We're still only 4 hours from Chicago. We're 4 hours from Nashville. We have a better airport. We're on East Coast time, so it's a lot easier to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I thought, isn't Indiana one of those weird states that, like, doesn't do daylight savings though?
It used to be county by county whether or not they do daylight savings, but now it is we just do it.
Progressive for that state.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's progressive about Indiana, unfortunately. It's not, politically, I don't think we would have, the university is kind of a shit show right now because of protests and stuff, but and our administration's response to them. But the biology department's really good, so.
Yeah, I would have actually thought, I was expecting you to say Iowa, because I've always thought Indiana is like pretty, pretty politically bad, even for bad states. And Iowa was like not as bad.
Iowa used to be, like when I moved there in 2013, people were still, it was known as a purple state. So it was, Tom Harkin was a senator along with Chuck Grassley. And then now it's just totally, it's not great. And neither is Indiana, but I mean, Bloomington is like whenever it's like any state, you go to the college town and it's a lot different than the rest of the state.
Do you go to like Indianapolis ever, or does Indianapolis suck? I've never been there.
I've only ever been to Indianapolis while here to go to the airport, and we went to a Fever game, an Indiana Fever game a little while ago.
Oh, that's where Caitlin Clark plays, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we saw her play. We also would go and watch her play at Iowa. So that's fun.
Yeah, so you're just following her career.
Actually, she's following us. I want to be very clear about that. We lived in Iowa City before she did, and we lived in Indiana before she did. So
she's from Iowa, isn't she? Isn't that why?
Yeah. Yeah, she's from Iowa, but she transferred from somewhere, though. She didn't start at Iowa, but she's from Des Moines. So we were in Iowa City before she was in Iowa City.
Okay. But wait, didn't you just say the airport at Bloomington is, like, better, but you still have to go to Indianapolis to go to the airport?
Yeah, you have to go to Indiana. It's like a 50-minute drive instead of a half-hour drive, but there are just a ton more.
There's no actual airport in Bloomington.
No. I mean, there is, but it only takes private flights.
And that's not how you travel?
No, unfortunately not. Because someday.
The environmental impact?
Yeah, that's it. We could afford it, to be clear, but environmentally, we just don't think it's a worthwhile thing to do.
Okay. All right. What's your partner's name?
Nikki.
Nikki. So she's tenured there. Like, you're just gonna live in Bloomington forever, right?
Possibly. I think, you know, we'd love to. She did her postdoc at in New Hampshire at Dartmouth, and we were just there this summer, and so we've
there.
Yeah, we'd love to move back to the East Coast at some point. I think. I mean, you know, who knows, but. We also like it here, so.
Dartmouth's like 15 minutes from my Vermont place that you've been to. We could like go skiing together.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah, we were there this summer in Massachusetts and then Vermont. It was really nice. So we'd love to figure out a way to move back there at some point.
Yeah, what about Philly?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for Philly. And I lobby for it, and I, you know, just depends on, I don't know anything about their microbiology department, so, you know, I would love to move to Philly. I love Philadelphia.
I think GoPuff has a GoPuff in Bloomington. Do you order a lot?
I have gotten GoPuff once.
The best experience of your life?
Yeah. I mean, I ordered it through Grubhub.
Like, oh yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also download our app and do that too.
Well, I already had Grubhub, so, you know. Less money if it's through Grubhub?
Yeah, because we have to pay them a commission. I don't know how much it is.
But if I hadn't done it through Grubhub, I probably just wouldn't have done it at all, so.
Well, that's the trade-off.
Yeah. Right.
People not want to download.
So you get less money, but you get more money than you would have.
Yeah.
So GoPuff is you deliver stuff, but you also have like warehouses of stuff. Like you have inventory. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. It's not really that interesting, but yes.
Yeah. It's not like TaskRabbit where they go get the thing and bring it to you.
Exactly. We are the. Like if you order on like Grubhub or DoorDash or something, like they are going to a store and bring it to you. Like if you order GoPuff, like we are the store. You're ordering from us, and the store is just like hundreds of like dark stores, like warehouses that just do delivery across the country. And we just deliver straight from our warehouses, basically.
And you don't think it's going to last much longer?
With our current trajectory and leadership, I am very confident it will not last much longer. But that's okay.
Sweet.
We'll see what happens. I really should say this on a podcast, especially because like AI can probably scrape this shit so easily. But I was joking. Like I asked, like our CFO on a meeting told us we have like 6 months of cash left, and then the next day, like our head of like financial planning, who like reports right under him, told us we have 2.5 years of cash left, and those are like. Very different numbers, and like those are the two people in the company like most qualified to know this answer, and I have like no clue how they're so off, and they can't explain how they're so off. So that's like a microcosm of like how everything works here.
Yeah, they won't tell you how they arrived at wildly different. That's really like 6 months of cash left doesn't like instill a lot of confidence, but even less so does like conflicting answers about how much cash you have.
Yeah, if it was like 6 months versus like 8 months, like sure, like there's rounding or different. But like one saying 6 months, one saying 2.5 years, like literally back to back within days of each other is like that's just how things work here. Like people just make up numbers and it doesn't matter and it's all good.
That's cool.
And shockingly, we were able to raise like $5 billion somehow, but we've thrown it all away. So we don't have much money left, unfortunately.
Did you spend it on, you know, ping pong tables?
whatever. I'm trying. I wonder the stupidest thing we spent it on. I mean, everything. Like, every time we used to open a new market, there was, like, a $100,000 budget to, like, throw a launch party, even though, like, people didn't want to do that. But, like, our CEO was, like, obsessed with, like, looking like rich guy, like, tech bro, douchebag CEOs. So, like, they would, like...
Oh, that's force, awesome.
So, like, every time we opened a new market, they would, like, fly in and, like, force someone to, like, rent out, like, the most expensive, like, club in the city so they could, like, throw a fucking huge party there and invite local celebrities and, like, take pictures of themselves there. Like, that's just, like, what they want to do every time.
That's, like, very funny because I wouldn't imagine that, like, most software engineers are that into that kind of thing.
No.
For the most part.
No, they're not. I mean, like, tech has, like, these tech companies, like, have, like, a sort of, like, bro party culture to them.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
It's not usually within engineering. It's usually within, like, marketing or operations or, like, business development or, like, finance or legal. It's, like, usually, like, everyone other than engineering, actually. Which is, like, kind of the case here, I guess. But, all right. So, sounds good. So, you live in Iowa or Indiana or work
Indiana.
And yeah, we'll maybe move back to the East Coast, but probably not. Yeah. So hang out. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is there Ultimate in Bloomington? Do you play ever?
Yeah. Actually, I when we moved here, it was February, and I didn't get started for a while. By the time Spring League started, I was gonna have ankle surgery, so I like played 2 games of Spring League. And then did not play anymore after I had ankle surgery.
Wait. Then you had surgery planned, but still played anyway?
Yeah, I had a cyst, like a golf ball sized cyst on my ankle.
So it wasn't like a broken ankle. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. There is like stuff on the inside that could be repaired. But yeah, it was mostly just like terrible to wear shoes, like really painful. But I still played Frisbee. Then I had surgery. Then the thing, it like took till July to heal, even though it should have healed way faster. But I think my surgeon sucked.
Maybe there's just too much bacteria. Maybe like Nikki should have worked on that.
I mean, that could have been it. It was just that the wound like wouldn't heal. So I had to go to a special wound doctor. Which is a thing I learned.
Hate them.
No, they were good. I liked the wound doctor because then the wound closed. But now I just started. So I missed summer league. Now I just started fall league, and I also just got added to the old guy mini email chain. So I played mini this morning. We play at 7 a.m. on Friday morning. So. And now in terms of ultimate, you know, late 30s, I am among the old guys.
Okay.
Especially in a college town.
So Operation Bring Back Wildwood sounds like you're in shape and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm getting in shape. It, you know, I was like, couldn't really run and stuff for about 4 months, except, you know, in very circumscribed ways. But yeah, now I'm getting there. I do Wildwood.
Okay, so we've got commitments from Noah, you, Frogger, offline, but I'll have him verbally say it on a podcast, and me.
Okay.
So we've got 4 people.
Nice. That's a line.
Well, we need women though. Does Nikki want to come play with us?
No. She does
not. She doesn't want to, or she won't, because we could. I mean, she might be convinced.
I think both.
Okay. She doesn't play Ultimate or sports, or she doesn't like hanging out in she doesn't like fun.
She like she climbs, but she does not play like team sports.
Okay, well speaking
but
of
I could,
team
you
sports,
know, I could try and coax her into Frisbee.
Yeah, Bruce, how are you thinking about your fantasy team this year, man? What's your strategy?
Okay, one other thing. I want to update the life rankings.
Oh, okay. Before. You can do it. Do you get like because a dog or something?
We have a dog and a house.
Oh, shit. Like that's like
an owned. Yeah.
You bought a house in Bloomington.
Yeah. So we bought a house and we have the hardest, one of the hardest creatures to raise, which is a dog, harder than children. So
I would imagine like the benefit of Indiana is like real estate is probably pretty cheap there.
It is. It's more expensive than Iowa City, but it is certainly cheaper than
the East Coast where people want to live.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Bloomington's fairly, you know, there's a pretty significant international population here. You hear a lot of accents, English, Irish, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, if there's
an international some French population folks.
There and you have a dog, Moose, be careful, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. I don't want your dog to get eaten. That would be a step down the life rankings.
That would be. Would it be an additional penalty because the dog got eaten, or just yes. because we no longer have the dog?
Both.
Okay.
Fair. What kind of dog did you get?
He's a border collie. I mean, he was Nicky's before. Nicky's had him since he was a puppy. He's 14 years old, so. You know, like we didn't get the dog, but you know, he's pretty, I just took him for a walk and fed him today. So
okay, I feel like, that counts. You're responsible for a dog. What's his name?
Yeah. Vincent.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Like Vincent Chase from Entourage.
Yes. No, like, so he had an older brother, Julian. So there's Julian and Vincent, like from, what's Pulp Fiction? There we go. Sorry.
Yep. Got it. That makes sense. Okay. So wait. So it's very unclear to me like how you score the life rankings, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be the official judge of this. Like, wasn't it Yoni's idea originally, or whose idea was these life rankings?
I don't really know. Sounds like it'd be something that was Yoni's idea.
Okay, but you've got a house and a dog, so let's call that 2 points, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Are you opening your doors and inviting Tron to your home?
Yeah, Tron can come visit. Can come visit Bloomington.
Like, this is a potential live draft destination.
Yeah, I don't think our house would fit all Trons, but there are like a lot of there are a few Airbnbs like up the street. There's actually one on an adjacent property to us.
But I mean, if your house can't fit the entire league, I'm not sure it gets a full point then. You might only get like half a point for your life rankings.
Wait, can your house fit the entire league?
I mean, like, we don't have enough like beds, but if people sleep on the floor, sure, there's plenty of floor space.
Well, oh, okay. Then, yeah, I mean, we could technically fit the entire Tron team on the floor.
Actually, if I include couches and beds and kick out Jess and the kids, we might have, like, and people doubled up. I bet we would have up in our house. Well, someone would have to sleep in Dylan's crib. Who's the shortest person on the team? A-Rax isn't here. You? You're short, aren't you? What? No, you're not that short.
No, I'm 5'11".
It's gotta be Anton and Noah. It's Anton and Noah. They can sleep
Anton and Noah, together. Maybe, yeah.
Okay, Anton and Noah can sleep in the crib together. Easy. We can knock that.
Now everybody can fit.
Yeah. Okay, so then I'll re-upgrade you to 1 point.
Okay, sweet. Okay, so you want to talk about...
Get the same point as like a house in Philly or Boston? I don't know. These are the questions.
Okay, but like Frogger, his house is in Easton.
Yeah, Frogger's house is nowhere near Boston, but his house is cool.
I bet it is, and it's by his favorite course, isn't it? His favorite disc golf course.
One of them. I mean, that's why he picked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your house not near your favorite disc golf course? You didn't follow that strategy.
There are only so many disc golf courses in Bloomington. Like, I could bike to two.
I guess that counts. Okay, so what do you want to say about your team, Moose? Are you invested in the NFL season?
I am not. Because also the Patriots are bad, right? We're bad.
No, you won your first game.
Oh, we're good.
Well, you're not good, but you are 1-0.
That we're 1,000 at the moment. Who's and the coach is Gerard Mayo, right?
I think so. I don't actually really know.
Yeah, it's like a guy who used to be a linebacker when I did watch the Patriots. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's good. Everybody's into him.
Yeah, let me look at your team. You're Patrick Mahomes? I should look at who you have.
Unfortunately, part of the problem with my team is I did have to leave the draft to go
Why did you schedule your COVID shot during the draft? There's only one draft. Come on.
Yeah. No, it was a mistake, but I really didn't want to. There were things going on that week that I really didn't want to feel sick for, so I needed to feel sick Tuesday.
Or just don't get the shot.
That is an option, but I wanted to get my booster, you know. So
okay. So your team is 0-1, Apartment of Beta.
Yeah. I got to change my name now because I'm no longer just an Apartment of Beta.
Yeah, you're a house of something, but at least you're a house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're playing Ed, you're off to a good start because Ed has Tua, who got like concussed last night because NFL's great and only put up 7 points.
Yeah, I did see that.
So you're projected to win. And if that works for you, then go for it.
Yeah.
Let me look at your team. So Patrick Mahomes, yeah, your running backs are not very good. Your receivers are, is Nico Collins the good Houston receiver? Or is, yeah, I think the receivers are okay.
I think my AJ Brown had a good week last week.
Your team's like, but yeah, you don't have a second quarterback. You have Justin Fields.
Yeah, I picked him up. I forgot to think about that last week, or it didn't occur to me. So then I picked him up this week, but I know he's only until Russell Wilson is, you know.
Yeah, I give your team a 4 out of 10, 4.5 maybe.
Are there teams you'd give a lower score to?
Maybe, but I have to look. Actually put up the worst play score of the week, which is crazy because my team was projected by everyone to be 13-0. But obviously, I'm not. I don't have the worst team. That'd be impossible.
So ESPN, they said you had the best team out of the. Wow, you did put up the lowest score. Jesus.
It didn't go very well.
I would have. Yeah. So, I mean, my expected wins last week would have been higher than my actual wins.
Yes. Yes.
Because winning is binary and expected wins is not. But yeah, that was a bad game.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Lamb Chop's team is worse than yours, even though he beat me. Let's see.
A defensive masterclass by both.
I'm not sure. Yeah, you might have the worst team in the league. I'm not going to do a full power ranking of it, but
that's fine. Vigo's doing power rankings, is that right?
Vigo was supposed to, but he hasn't yet, and I'm not sure if he's going to. We'll get him on the podcast and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. See if you can bully him into it. Or he could do it like as content beforehand. He could prepare.
Fair. All right, Moose. We do have a Tron rank this week because Anton.
Oh, do you? Okay. Because I was prepared with one as well.
Oh, then we'll do yours because that's way better if the guest brings it. Unless I don't like it, then we'll pivot to mine.
Okay. All right.
But do yours. Go ahead.
Okay, so on the subject of parenting, who are your top three and bottom three Tron parenting couples? So it has to be two Trons, and you can only it is not just based on like you have to consider the dynamic between the two Trons as like a set of parents.
I get it, man. It's a great question.
And you can, I did it so you can name a Tron in the top and you can name that same Tron in the bottom if you think there's like a couple in which they'd be a really good parent and a couple in which they'd be a bad parent.
Yeah. Okay. This is complex.
Yeah.
This is a tough one to spot. Now, clarifying question. Can the same Tron be, you said they can do top and bottom. Can the same person be in multiple tops or bottoms, just different permutations, if you think they're so bad or so good?
I think only once in the top and once in the bottom.
That's interesting, because I would, the logical answer here, the obvious answer, is like, I would put myself as the three tops and just pick a different co-parent Tron for each one. But you're saying I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, you could only have yourself once in the top.
All right. Oh man, this is really hard. Well, do you have answers already?
Yeah, yeah, I've got. Do okay. We want to start with bottoms or tops?
No, we'll start. Well, how does it work? I don't remember.
Let's start with.
You choose.
Let's start with. Start with bottoms. I actually don't have a third bottom yet, but I can do it on the fly.
Okay.
So my first bottom.
God, this is such a. We need Fuse for this. Like Fuse is such an obvious bottom to pair with anyone. But okay.
Yeah. I just want to qualify that I'm sure everybody's a great parent and is total. So, this is based on how I know people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sure about that. We don't have to.
I'm sure they're all very different to kids. And everybody is lovely. Okay, so my first bottom, Narf, is you and Frogger.
That's like literally my first top.
Okay, and here's why. Here's why.
That's the only one I've got so far.
Number one, I don't think you'd love me if I were not good enough at Frisbee. Like you collectively.
Wait, are you the kid in this scenario? The kid would not be loved?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sorry. But, I'm imagining myself as the kid.
Okay, but if the kid is born of Frogger's blood, he'll be good enough or she'll be good enough. So it won't be an issue.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, maybe the expectations are just too high. Maybe living in your parents' shadow is too heavy a burden.
God, Moose, that one hurts. I don't know if Frogger's listening this year, but I'm going to make sure.
So it's
that.
Also, I just feel like that would be I feel like Frogger would want to do fun stuff. And that's it. And you would not want to hang out with me until I was three. So I just feel like I would have no boundaries and no like feedback mechanism for a good chunk of my life before.
And who's to say that's wrong? Like, is there any data that that's not the way to do it?
I don't know. I just feel like that would be like there would be helpful boundaries. And then, you know, to feel the pain of one parent not wanting to hang out with you and one parent only wanting to hang out with you when you're fun, you know, that's tough.
Okay. Fine. You get your choices. Let's do the rest.
Yeah. All right. I am including Fuse and it would be Fuse and Vigo. Because
explain.
Because I think Fuse would be mean to Vigo, and that's not a healthy dynamic. He would insult. Actually, they'd probably snipe at each other a lot, and I just feel like they would both, as a pair, be really naggy. I would be nagged to do chores all the time.
Okay. I have some thoughts, but I'm going to save it for my answers because we're not on the same page on these moves. Keep going.
That's all right. And again, some of these people could be in the top, just in different partnerships.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last one I'm going to do, and this is the one that I'm really on the cuff, you know, this is coming off the cuff, so I haven't thought about it too hard, is Hudson and what?
He has no experience.
Yeah, no experience, and Lamb Chop.
Okay.
And I think part of that is, you know, I think Hudson, just you know, it would be hard to, he would always love his cats more than he loved me. I don't think Hudson and Lambchop know each other that well. So yeah. It wouldn't be like a great, a well-balanced parenting dynamic. And also Lambchop seems like he could be mean and like pretty sarcastic.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I've been thinking through my bottoms, as you said. So the tough part is there's a couple people I really want to use on multiple. well, there's one person I really want to use on multiple, and it's Anton. I'm gonna do my first. My first is Anton and Noah, because they would just love each other too much. There's no love that like. They'd be consumed by each other. They would have no love for the kid, right? It's just each other. Now, yeah. The counter that Anton would say is maybe he would love Noah's kid as a reflection of Noah, but I don't think so. I think they would just be sleeping in Dylan's crib. They'd sleep in the baby's crib together. That's how it goes.
Yeah, now, that's interesting. Okay.
Now, I was thinking of who to pair with Fuse, because I think the obvious choice... See, I don't think Vigo's the best choice with Fuse, because I don't think Fuse annoys Vigo enough. Like, the question is, who literally just, like, can't stand Fuse? And I think Anton is, like, I wanted to put Anton with Fuse for that reason. Like, I just think, like, Anton would explode having to live with Fuse. But I'll go a second choice, because Fuse has to be a bottom, even though I think he might have realized it, I'm not sure. I'll put myself there, because I just couldn't stand interacting with Fuse enough to, like, raise kids. And if the kids resembled Fuse, I would literally have to kill them.
I thought you were going to say Lambchop, because I feel like Lambchop was always, LC was always the best one at trolling Fuse.
I guess that's, I wasn't thinking that way. I was thinking more who does Fuse annoy the most, not like who annoys Fuse the most.
Mm-hmm.
LC and Fuse would be good together. But like, if me and Fuse had kids together, I would do one of those like post-birth abortions that like Trump is so big on. So
yeah.
And
they happen everywhere. It's like really easy to do those. So
yeah, they're crazy. Third, and I'm gonna stretch. If we're including these, I'm gonna stretch into the greater Tron sphere of universe. And I'm gonna go AWAX and Yoni.
Oh.
And only because their names are just too Jewish combined, right? Like, if your parents are like Avraham and Yonatan, like, you're just fucked for life. So, like, AWAX and Yoni, that's it.
Yeah. I thought about Fuse and Yoni, or Vigo and Yoni, because I thought they would make me go to like religious services.
Okay. You want to switch it over to our successful Tron parenting couples?
Yeah. Do you want to give your tops first?
You go first. I got to think about it a little bit more.
All right. So here's one where we had direct contrast. I did go with Anton and Noah. And here's why. I think both would appreciate the idiosyncrasies of their children. But Anton, if you did something stupid, Anton would, you know, be like, please, why? And he would be, he would like tell you not always to be the full version of yourself, because sometimes that's a lot. And Noah would just be totally charmed by your idiocy. Like, he would just be delighted by it. They get along well. Their loving relationship would show a good model of vulnerability for their child. You would be short, unfortunately. But I thought they'd be a good, a good team. So then I also did. So here's a repeat. I had CB and Frogger, because CB would essentially
pairing CB and Frogger.
Yeah, because I feel like CB would be like a fairly diligent parent, He would basically fill that zero to until you wanted to hang out with your child gap and be sort of a diligent and available parent, while Frogger could be like the, you know, he'd be like the fun dad.
Yep. Okay.
And then last one was Priest and Vigo.
I have that one too.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like Priest is one of like Vigo's biggest champions. I just remember you and Priest having a conversation about raising kids, and Priest was so delighted by watching his child learn and like explore and take in the world, that really you know sat with me. So I was like, yeah. So I thought Priest would be really good, and I think they'd just both be like a good team and like caring, diligent parents who are really kind. So
that's the only one we agree on. I had the same one. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're the winners. It's Priest, yeah. Priest and Vigo as our ultimate parent couple. but they're both also like from New Jersey and Jets fans, which you didn't touch on.
Oh God, I didn't think about that. So you'd have to be a Jets fan.
Yeah. Neither has like a huge ultimate reputation to live up to, so it's a little easier live in their standards. I think Priest is Priest came to mind. Like, who do I match Priest with? Like, I think he was a good one to put on top. And then I think you're right. Like, him and Vigo, like Priest is team Vigo. They both also have a lot of combined kids already, so they have experience. So
yeah,
that's one. I was gonna go Narc and Frogger, but I'm not going to because I actually have I have a wild card out of nowhere, but much better pairing for myself. And it's not Jess, trust me. The real answer is me and like anyone probably. But I'm gonna go Narc and Ed.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a lot of reasons. I'm sticking with my like sports team, right? Both from Philly sports. You need your parents to be united. You can't like raise a kid rooting for different teams. But it goes deeper than that, right? We both have daughters with the same name.
You'd agree on that.
We agree on names. And like Cora Constant, Cora Conroy, they're like very similar last names too. So like we're good on the naming front. We're good on the Philly front. Ed is a teacher, right? So that does two things very positively for my life. One, it means like he is like caring and compassionate, knows how to like raise children and interact with them and like think their way. Like teachers are really good at that stuff. And like, so that's a great skill that counterbalances my narfiness. Two, teachers have an awesome schedule for parenting, right? They're done at like 3 o'clock every day. So like they can like take care of kids in the afternoon. They get the summers off and like they get school breaks off and stuff. So it's like very easy for me to just like work a lot and then podcast and go play Frisbee with Frogger. And I can kind of do whatever I want because Ed is sort of like there for the kid situation.
Have you ever told a teacher that their day ends at 3 o'clock? Have you ever like stated that to a teacher? Because I don't think it goes well.
Debatable. But either way, I think me and Ed like each other. We don't know each other that well, but we can learn to love. And I think we always get along. We both like the Sixers. Ed's tall. So like I went into this thinking it was me and Frogger, but
I think
Ed, me and Ed are the power couple here.
I didn't know enough about Ed to put him in anywhere necessarily. I do know that he has a Cora, so that's not.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Sorry, keep going.
I don't have a third top, so I've got to come up with one on the spot.
Okay. So you were saying Ed was a teacher. I was thinking about where to put Lionel, because Lionel is a therapist, and I would imagine has some sense of sort of like child development.
No, you have it totally wrong, because you don't want to be the kid of like a fucking therapist or psychologist, because like they can get in your brain too much, right? And they're too sure. like theoretical, like they like to. And first of all, I'm not sure Lionel. I think he does research. I'm not sure he's like a practicing like therapist, but I could totally be wrong. I never remember what he does.
I know he does supervise like clinical hours for students. So yeah. I don't know if he practices as well.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm going to go. Going to go to the wild card. Randall. Oh. And Noah.
Oh, I didn't know we could. I didn't know we could expand in that way. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Randall's a pseudo league member. I mean, if we're
talking. Yeah. No, you're right.
And AWACS are the running. Randall's there too. So like.
Yeah. I forgot about. I think I would have brought in AWACS to my bottom as well.
Obvious bottom. I mean, if you put AWACS and Fuse together, like that kid is like up for adoption before they're even born. or just like super Jewish, actually. Like it could go either way.
Yeah.
So like I think like Randall and Noah, I'm sort of just kind of going off the cuff here. They obviously know each other. I think they like each other. They've like spent some good Wildwoods together, both into Ultimate. That seems good. Randall maybe seems like more of the like organized disciplinary parent, and Noah's just sort of like the aloof fun parent. I also remember there was like one Wildwood where Lionel couldn't come. I think like maybe he had like a pony tournament or something, but Randall came anyway. And like her and the rest of Tron chat spent like the whole time like with like posters of Lionel and pretending he was there. So like I don't know how that ties into this, but like her and Noah were like bonding over Lionel not being there maybe. So like
I'm gonna
group them together for that reason. So yeah, before this goes. Yeah. Too far into an argument that makes no sense. I'm going to just stop at Noah and Randall. There we go.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like that makes sense. And I feel like that's why I had Anton and Noah together, in the Randall position.
Moose, you know, like the best part about this Tron ranks is there is like a real, like we could test this, right? Like me and Ed could bring our kids and move in together for a fucking month and see how it goes. Like be going to do that. Like
I think that should be like instead of a live draft, we should do like a live Tron parenting experiment.
Yeah. Now, is there any Trons that didn't get picked at all? Because usually there's a lot because it's just a one for each. But now there's like two for each. I think everyone got picked.
I didn't get picked.
But you're the kid. But you're the kid in this scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. But you picked yourself.
That's fair. I actually didn't think about that. That'd be my own parent in that scenario. That'd be weird. But
I think everybody else got picked.
What does that say about you, Moose?
That I would be a mediocre parent.
Or that just no one wants to live in like Indiana, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. That is true.
Actually, I meant to put this call on the podcast and relates to Indiana. Do you want to go to the Eras Tour with me, which is playing in Indianapolis? It's playing like two U.S. cities in the fall.
Wait, do you have tickets?
No, we got to buy tickets. So like $5,000 each.
If you buy a ticket for me, yes.
No. Who are the real
fans? Go ahead.
Priest or Yoni, right? Like, yeah. let's do this. She's playing Indianapolis, Miami, and I think Phoenix. It's like three random cities, and that's it.
It's in November.
It's New Orleans. Yeah.
It's here in November, I think.
Yeah. I was trying to get convince a friend of mine to do New Orleans with me because that was like the city I wanted to go to of those three. But if you want Indy, Moose, we can do Indy.
So somebody in town. So I was recently encouraged by my neighbor, by my neighbor's child, who is also my neighbor, to go buy raffle tickets for somebody bought two tickets to Taylor Swift and then couldn't go. And so instead of selling them, reselling them, they donated them to a women's shelter in town who is selling raffle tickets to raise money for to raise money. And then, but we could, so I will enter the raffle to, I mean, she was trying to get me to do it to, so I would give her the tickets, but I will enter the raffle. And if we win, you can come with me.
Deal. I will stay at your house to prove it's a real house as a thank you.
Yeah. Sweet. We've got a guest room. No cribs.
Okay. All good. All right. I did not expect this podcast to make it to the hour mark, but your Trotter Act really impressed me. That was very good co-hosting.
Good. I mean, you know, I think we hadn't talked for a while, so we had a lot to go over. Things have changed.
All right. Yeah. That's fair. You have a house and an old dog, and I have another kid, and that's about it.
And you're going to the Phillies game.
And I'm going to the Phillies game tonight, and maybe we're going to Taylor Swift together in a couple of months.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
Which suburb do you live in of Philly?
I live in Narberth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is
that's
awesome.
That's pretty much right there. That's just north of like West Philly, isn't it?
A couple miles north of West Philly. I drive to work, and I work in Northern Liberties, and I get there in like 20 minutes.
You have to go to an office?
I go in 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
But I also, if I don't feel like it, I don't go in. Like no one actually cares. But if I do go in, I get free lunch and I don't have like screaming kids in the background. And that's why Ed would be done at 3 o'clock. He'd get the kids. You know, I could like maybe hang out in the city afterwards with my friends, come home later. That's why it would work out really well.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
Alrighty. I'll see you in Taylor November and then Wildwood this summer.
Taylor November, Wildwood this summer, live draft later in the summer.
In Bloomington. All right, we've got a full calendar together, Moose. All right.
Oh, this is going to be a great year.
Oh, plus skiing when you move to New Hampshire. So we got 4 things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
This is going to be awesome.
Have fun in Iowa or Indiana.
Thanks.
Bye.
You have fun in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I will.